Hello.
Hi, this is Mary from Family First. Am I speaking with Ms. Wanda Simpson?
Yes.
Hello. I was just calling because I noticed in the last 2 days there hasn't been any clock. No attendance has been registered on the app, so I just wanted to confirm that everything was okay with Mr. Nassim.
We moved out of state. So I
Okay.
just didn't have a chance to give y'all a call and let y'all know, and just to see what was the next step.
Okay. So I spoke with Nassim about this. He told me that he was going to move out of state. He w wanted to know if he was able to continue with the services. I told him that we can only bill for a month out of state, and it's going to be permanent. You guys should, look for an agency in that new state. Have you been able to do that? Check other agencies or something like that?
No. So we haven't looked for another agency yet. So we can, so is that the first process, just to start looking for another agency?
In the meantime, you can still clock in and clock out. However, it is important that you let the service coordinator know that you guys move out of the state of Philadelphia, so that
Okay.
they are aware that it's a different address now. And you have a month still where you can be billed, so in the meantime you can still clock in and clock out and submit a new address so we can put it in. But it is
All right.
very important that you call first the service coordinator for UPMC and inform them about the change, okay? The new address.
All right.
All right. While I have you here, this is the only update, right? Nassim has not been to the hospital for like emergencies or admissions, right?
No.
All right. Could you let me know the new address so I can have it here safe before, well, so that it's easier for me to change it once I get the approval for the service coordinator?
All right, it is all right, so it's going to be it's two different addresses. We're at the same place but two different apartments.
Okay. All right, the
So
main that I need for now is Nassim's, and
all right.
then we will proceed with yours, okay?
All right, so his address is 1717 South Dorsey Lane, apartment 1006.
1006.
Tempe, T-E-M-P-E, Arizona. And then the zip is 85281.
All right. You said Dorsey Lane, right?
Yes.
Dorsey.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'll save the address for Nassim, and now let me know yours.
All right, so mine is going to be the same thing, 1717 South Dorsey Lane. And then my apartment number is 1045.
Okay, 10:45. All right. I'll request our team to change your address, or HR team. And after you speak with the UPMC coordinator, have him give me a call. So with their verbal confirmation, I can change it, okay? I need their verbal confirmation that they already know that you moved states and that they are aware of that, okay? So I
All
can
right,
change.
and so do I need to do, because I haven't clocked in for I think 3 days. Do I need to do a a time fee for those 3
yes.
days?
Yes, send me a timesheet for those 3 days.
Mm-hmm. All right. And I call the coordinator.
Yes, please.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.